You know, when you have any kind of dilemma, trauma, calamity, sickness, illness, lack, you're going to have a chance for faith to waver. And the one thing you must is keep your faith steadfast. Keep it anchored in God and anchored in the Word. So there are four keys that help us stay anchored. The first one we discussed last week is to keep your eye on the Word. Now, what we do is when we have some pain, we talk about the pain. If we have a real lack or insurance gives us some problems, we talk about the insurance. Everybody needs somebody to talk to. I'm a proponent of that. You know that. But somebody of faith, somebody will help you stand up strong and not help you be crippled. But we've got to instantly, I mean instantly, channel our minds on the Word, on what God had said, not what the doctor said. We appreciate him. Not what the insurance company said. Not what the neighbor said. Not what your mother said. My mother was a jewel. You should have known her. I've been overweight all my life. Not grossly overweight, but enough. And one time I went on this massive diet and lost 106 pounds. And she said, "Becky Sue, you look like walking death." Well, you can't divorce your mother, you know. But you need somebody to help you, somebody to encourage you, somebody to put you over. And then somebody maybe offer you a piece of pie. So that you can go forward. And so we've got to keep our eye on the Word. Now, in the middle of the night, you wake up and you're in tremendous pain. Been there and done that. I thought, I need a pain scripture. And I raised my hand to heaven. I said, "God, surely," in the dark, I raised my hand to heaven and said, "Surely you bore my grief, sickness, weakness, and distress, and carried my sorrow and pain." And I said it over and over and over again. If you don't apply the Word, then the Word is not going to work for you. It's not going to work because you have a copy of the book, or because you read it, or because you read a chapter a day. It's going to work because you meditated day and night, because you have it in your spirit. And I kept saying it, "Surely you bore my grief, sickness, weakness, and distress, and carried my sorrow and pain of punishment." That's the Amplified Translation. And I said it again, and I said it again, and I said it again. It was this marvelous thing, because it took about 5 or 6 minutes before the pain totally disappeared. The Word is your answer. It's always your answer. The Word is a double-edged sword. Now, if I had a Roman sword, they're very, very sharp, I understand. Never seen one personally. But any kind of sword, and I put it in your back and began to nudge you, you'd do what I wanted you to. Would you not? If I say we're moving to the left, you'd think, we certainly are. Especially if I was a mean, despicable person, which I certainly hope I'm not. We've not worked all our life in the Word to be mean and despicable. We've worked to get, if it keeps getting better and better, if the Lord keeps pouring it on, if my heart gets fuller and fuller, if I keep on singing this song, do you know that old song? Well, things get better and better as you walk in the Word. And so we got to keep our eye on the Word. Now, the first Psalm says meditate day and night. That doesn't mean 24 hours a day. It means the Word is a priority. It says delight in the Word, Psalms 1:2. Delight, that means take greatest pleasure in the Word. Now, you understand how to take pleasure in a piece of pie, a piece of cake, a steak, whatever does it for you. But this is talking about your greatest pleasure comes from the Word, and your priority of every day is, what does God say? What does the Word say? And you make up your mind to have some time, not Wayne and I in the Word, though that's important, but you alone with God in the Word, to digest that Word, to continue. John says to continue in the Word. Well, if you meditate day and night, you are continuing. Now, different authors use different words to explain the same thought. It's not a different thought. If I say, what color is this paint? And depends on your age span. Some would say, let's say it's green, you say it's lime, and the next person says Granny Smith green, because that's the latest thing, or it was. Or the next person would say it's chartreuse. You remember chartreuse? Those aren't different things. They're different expressions of one thing. So if you continue and you meditate day and night, that's the same thing. That means you're giving priority to the Word. And that's your first resource, is the Word. It's the sword of the Word, the power of the Word. It says the gospel is the power of God. So if you want power in your body, power in your mind, you go to the gospel. That's where the power is. That's our first source of power. That's our first resource. And it was with the Word that Jesus ran off the assault of the devil. He said, "It is written." The devil cannot and will not stand continually against the Word of the living God, because it's greater than him, and he knows that. And if I know that and I refuse to bow and refuse to give in, he's going to retreat. Now, he's the master of return. But the same scripture that anchored me continues to anchor me, maintain me, retain me. I'm not budging off. As surely bore my griefs, sickness, weakness, and distress, carried my sorrow and pain and punishment. That's the scripture. That's the one I'm standing on. Well, you've got to fight with the Word. You've got to continue in the Word. You've got to make the Word a priority.